government welcomes Fraser Institute mining ranking, and Chieftainess Chungu endorses President Hichilema citing development programs. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kavita says Zambia's ranking as the third in Africa and 25th globally reflects the government's efforts to create a more attractive investment climate while promoting sustainable mining practices. This follows the 2025 annual mining survey of mining companies by the Fraser Institute, where Zambia's mining sector recorded notable progress by moving from being the 28th to the 25th globally, while being the third in Africa. Dr. Kavita has attributed the progress to stable government policies, increased stakeholder engagement, and strategic leadership aimed at strengthening the sector. Senior Chieftainess Chungu of the Vena Mukulu people in Luposhi District's Northern Province has pledged to support President Hakainde Hichilema in the forthcoming general elections. Senior Chieftainess Chungu says she has decided to support President Hakainde Hichilema because of the many developmental programs that government is doing, which she wants to be a part of. The traditional leader praised government for the ongoing efforts it was making in improving infrastructure, education, and healthcare in rural communities. She noted that such initiatives were beginning to transform the lives of the people in her chiefdom. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have dismissed President Trump's suggestion that the U.S. and Israeli war with Iran is almost complete, saying it will be them, not the Americans, who determine the end of hostilities. Tehran has fired more drones and missiles at its Gulf neighbors and at Israel. The world's biggest producer of crude oil says it's absolutely critical shipping resumes in the Strait of Hormuz, warning of catastrophic consequences if it remains blocked. The CEO of Saudi Aramco, Amin Nasser, said the longer the disruption went on, the more drastic the global consequences would be. The price of oil has fallen somewhat after Monday's highs, but fears of further rises remain.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 34 ngwe, the Great British pound 25 kwacha 81 ngwe, the euro is trading at 22 kwacha 35 ngwe, and the South African rand 1 kwacha 15 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. UEFA has serious concerns about the impact of the Premier League's new financial rules on the rest of Europe. England's top flight clubs have voted to move a system called Squad Cost Ratio, SCR, next season. This allows teams to spend 85% of their income on player costs, although a complicated set of factors means clubs could go as high as 115%. UEFA's SCR spending limit is 70%, which all clubs in the Champions League, Europa League and Conference League must adhere to. There is no universal SCR or percentage across the top leagues, but others have more stringent rules than the Premier League. It means Premier League clubs not in Europe would have much higher spending power. UEFA, European football's governing body, fears that it could undermine financial stability measures. Osaka has intervals of clouds and sunshine with a thunderstorm, with the highs at 21 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see thickening clouds with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm late, with the lows at 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government welcomes Fraser Institute mining ranking, and Chieftainess Chungu endorses President Hichilema, citing development programs. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is...
All right, let's go.
Turn the volume all the way up. Rock FM.
You give me your mind.
I told you I focus on me, but I've been on business since you left me. That was a